Sunday morning show, 29 minutes after the hour. Y'all give it up. Show your love for Melanie Fiona. Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Looking good, smelling like a hot bath. This is like you took a bath this morning. What? Most people.
I did. I washed my hair. I did it all for you this morning, baby.
You do look pretty.
Because most people take their baths at night and wash up in the morning. You took your bath this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You smell just like a steamy bathroom full of perfume and fresh soap.
Yes. Females like that you ain't used to smelling just like that.
Mm-hmm. Like my ex, like people, females that used to be my roommate. Yeah.
Anyway, Melanie Fiona, one more time,
yes.
Let's give her a round of applause,
ladies,
because you deserve it. And the fellas were so excited about you coming today. Mm-hmm. I just want to tell you, they got their shy face on. Whoa. And I have a confession too.
Okay.
And meeting you because you're so cool. And I just like you. Period.
Thank you.
When I fell in love with you, I saw you co-host on 106 and Park a couple times.
Oh yeah.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
But I went out with this guy, and I really had like a big crush on him, and we were like talking, and you know, you talk at dinner. And we were like, you know, so what's like your celebrity crush? If you could have any chick that you wanted, mm-hmm. who would it be? He's like, oh, man, I'm going to have to say Melanie Fiona.
Ooh, who is this?
Don't worry about it. It didn't work out. You weren't supposed to get excited. You should feel sorry for me because I look nothing like you, which meant that there was no future for us. But anyway, nice to meet you anyway.
Nice to meet you too.
A big crush on you too.
Okay.
I started trying to grow my hair, make my eyes slanted.
And,
working.
And Melanie, you're part of this new Toronto music renaissance, right?
Yes.
I mean, there's so many, you know, Toronto's getting so much shine right now. But a lot of people don't know that Toronto, for some bizarre reason, breeds beautiful women. Like, is there anybody ugly in that country?
I'm going to go with no. I'm going to just big up my country right now and say that we got it going on. We do. There's a lot of, I got to say, there is a lot of beautiful women in Toronto is where I'm from. Like, because everybody's mixed.
Like, what's going on? Is it the woods?
Everyone is mixed. Everybody's parents, I mean, for me, I'm a first-generation Canadian. Everybody's parents before that is all West Indian. So then you get to Canada or even before from the West Indies, you're all mixed up. I'm all mixed up.
So your dad is what?
My dad is Indian. My mom is black and Portuguese.
Wow.
But I've got like Scottish and all kinds of native.
Oh, no.
You're like a human mixtape.
It's a bit of a mutt. It's a bit of a mutt.
I don't know what I'm trying to say. And then people talking about David Ruffin. Go ahead.
Yeah, you do kind of look like him. And congratulations on your Grammys. Like, a lot
Thank
of people
you.
Don't know that, but you have just really just jumped into this business and just taken off.
I've been trying. Shout out to CeeLo. Yeah, we picked up 2 Grammys this year, and it's been great, you know.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Is it hard to get the attention of, like, you know, the American public being, you know, coming from Toronto?
At first it was. Now I get more attention here in the States than I do in Canada, which is kind of funny. But yeah, when I first came down here, same thing Drake has said about it. You know, Canadians are square. Y'all don't have any swag. And what do you guys do up there? And, you know, it was really hard. And you come down and you've already got a battle because Canadians just don't have a hype reputation yet in the industry.
So everybody's mellow.
We're hopefully changing that.
Now, you and Drake actually used to be in a group together.
Mm-hmm.
So what created the split?
Just, we were actually individual artists, and what we did was we came together to collaborate and to perform together and, like, take this show on the road. So he was always his own MC. I was always my own singer. The keyboard player was always his own keyboard player. So we just came together, called ourselves the Renaissance. And our individual careers just took off. He was still doing Degrassi. I got my stuff. I was working on my album. We just all split, and that was it.
Okay, and I have another confession. We're talking to Melanie Fiona. Okay, what I said?
It's a confession.
Confession.
I did?
Yeah.
Now what is confession?
I like confession.
Well,
actually,
a confession is something that has lasted for a long time. A confression is something that's new. It's
that's
fresh.
It yes, just came honey.
About. Oh, Evan, please.
That ain't no damn word.
I am with you.
Damn,
I like that
I,
one.
So
girl.
I have a confession.
Stay on your toes.
A fresh expression.
And this is not to put you on the spot, but
but it is.
Adam Rodriguez.
Yeah,
I had a big crush on him too.
Really?
Are y'all still good friends, or what y'all doing?
Yeah, Adam and I have actually always been good friends. So
good,
that's good.
And that y'all continue to be friends. Y'all, you support. You go to see his movies with him and premieres and that kind of thing.
I mean, yeah, he's doing his thing, and I'm very happy for him.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
All right. Enough of my confession.
Confession.
And if ladies, if y'all know who that is, just Google that picture, and you'll be with me on that.
Think of my loser.
You gotta sing.
Don't even know it's 4 a.m.
Sing to me. Sing it to me, Melanie Fiona.
Sing it to
me, Melanie Fiona. What you doing? I mean, can I cook you some dinner tonight? Can we go to the movies?
Can we
watch some reruns of First 48? I mean, what's up?
Not tonight. Tonight I'm in Atlanta. I've got a show tonight.
Tomorrow night.
No, tomorrow night I'm doing a show in Chicago.
No, she said nope again.
Sunday. After church.
Sunday after church, I'm in Alberta, Canada. I'm so sorry.
Gosh, he just told you no all the way. But you know what? I am going to help the guys
a little bit
here. And I'm just going to, right off the top of your head, this is called this or that.
This or that.
And just tell me which one you like better.
All right.
Skinny jeans or a tank dress?
Wait,
for you.
For me?
Yeah.
On a man.
What? Yeah.
I was a man.
And speaking of that, that is man on violation.
Is that like a tank top dress?
A long dress. Like, up to the knees.
Oh, I like maxi dresses.
Oh, yeah, I love maxi.
I'm a maxi dress girl.
All right.
Okay.
On a guy, tight abs or a handsome jawline?
Tight abs.
Okay. Holding hands or sitting cuddled on his lap?
Cuddling.
I know.
Yeah.
True Religions or Mid-60s?
True Religion.
All right. Would you like it cold in Paris or hot in Miami?
Oh, I'll take anything in Paris. Cold.
Chicken burrito or good pizza?
Good pizza.
iPhone, BlackBerry, Android?
Oh, I should be iPhone, but I'm still BlackBerry.
Hey, Melanie.
Oh, she is too.
Taco Bell or Chuck's Steakhouse?
Neither. Not on either.
Good answer.
You don't like Chuck's Steakhouse?
I've never had it, and I can't say I like something I've never had.
Late night or early morning?
Late nights. All
right.
Late nights.
You heard that, Ricky? You took notes?
Yeah, I took notes. I got it all wrote down.
Ask her to go out again.
Church's Chicken or Chuck's Steakhouse?
I don't. What do you like, Ricky?
My favorite restaurant, probably Golden Corral.
Wait a second. That wasn't on the choice of options.
Well, you asked him what was his favorite spot.
I asked him between those two.
Oh.
Which ones?
Oh, no. I definitely don't do churches.
Oh, so it's Taco Bell? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I will do Taco Bell. Two crunchy tacos and some mild sauce and some cinnamon twists and a Mountain Dew. And they Mountain Dews in Taco Bell.
You are so...
It's just as strong as the ones in the can you bought the gas
They
station.
Do back up in your
you
nose.
You are so serious
they
about
They do
that.
Back up in your nose.
You are
and
serious.
Taco Bell got some good-ass ice, too. They ice is real ice. Good, crunchy ice. Taco Bell and Sonic got the best ice.
That's, that crunchy
that's
ice.
That's good to know.
Okay.
You are such a connoisseur of ice.
What you got, Crack?
I'm holding this very awesome Melanie Fiona CD, which is in stores right now. It's called the MF Life, and if anybody thinks she's cursing, no. It's an acronym for her name, Melanie Fiona.
Well, aren't you PG-rated?
Oh, man. You gotta sell it to the kids. So, like, your favorite joint on the album is what?
My favorite joint on the album? Okay, I'm a little in between both this. So, my favorite joint as an artist where I feel really shows I'm most proud of is Wrong Side of Love Song. Just because I feel like I think my growth as a singer, as a songwriter, storyteller on this album, or on that particular song. But my favorite song off the album is Change the Record featuring B.O.B., Atlanta's Own.
There it is.
Yeah.
Well, yo, man, can't wait to listen to this album.
I hope you do. I hope you love it.
If people want to follow you, see where you're going to be performing at next, where can they go?
MelanieFiona.com is the website. And then, of course, at Twitter, @MelanieFiona. That's me. It's really me. Facebook, all those things, I'm there. But Twitter is always the best, and the website, Melanie.
How often do you tweet?
I just tweeted.
Let me follow you.
Yes.
Melanie
Fiona. How do you not follow me? We are never going out for dinner if you don't follow me.
You ain't
going
to know how to spell Fiona. Okay. Y'all do
I do not spell Fiona.
Our new friend, Melanie Fiona. You now family, girl.
I love you.
And here's the joint you got your Grammy for.
Love
it.
I love you. So beautiful.
Yes, CeeLo.